back on this side of the Atlantic, some of the political spotlight was on the battle over filling the vacant seat on the U.S. Supreme Court. As Republicans push for a vote as soon as possible for President Trump's appointee, Neil Gorsuch, and Democrats grow increasingly vocal in their opposition, the Republican and Democratic leaders in the Senate today stood their ground.
So when we hear our Democratic colleagues talking about breaking longstanding precedent to oppose this non-controversial, outstanding judge by mounting the first ever purely partisan filibuster to try to defeat his nomination, we can only assume one thing. This isn't about the nominee at all.
If Judge Gorsuch fails to earn 60 votes and fails to demonstrate he is mainstream enough to sit on the highest court, we should change the nominee, not the rules. The Republicans are the ones making the choice to go nuclear.
For more on this and what's next after the failed Obamacare repeal and replace push and the drama over the Russia connection investigation, we turn to Corinne Jean-Pierre. She's a senior advisor for MoveOn.org. And Matt Schlapp. He is chair of the American Conservative Union.